Welcome back to In Depth for a second and final interview. In the chair opposite me is Corinne Vewig, who is the executive director of Rave Family Foundation. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So Rave, is that an acronym?
It is.
Okay. Why don't you explain
it? It stands for Respite and Volunteer Experiences.
Okay.
So respite is a temporary break for families that have children with disabilities, special health care needs, children are in foster care. And then the volunteer piece is that we train high school youth to work one-on-one with the kids.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. So how long has this foundation been around?
Rave was founded in 1995,
okay.
So a little over 23 years, and we've really grown since then. So expanded on the age groups and the amount of families that we serve today.
That's fantastic. So let's get your background. How long have you been a part of this organization? How long you've been director and everything?
Yeah, I started 12 years ago as the director of programs for the organization, and 6 years ago I took over as the executive director.
Okay, and what's it been like the last 6 years?
Well, we've had a lot of growth. Like I said, we've grown by almost 400% in the last 6 years, and so we've just taken on more families, more volunteers, more staff. We've doubled the amount of sessions, actually more than that. But we were a 6 month program. Now we're a 12 month program.
Wow.
We gave about 78 sessions a year, and now this year we'll end with about 300. So a lot of big growth in the last 6 years. It's been fun and definitely rewarding.
Definitely. So you don't have to give me exact figures because sometimes it's hard to pull that out of thin air. But off the top of your head, what kind of number of staff we're working with, number of families you're working with currently?
Yeah. So we have about 25 staff. Only three of us are full time. The others come and work 4 to 8 hours a week. There are really important piece, but work very part time. Then we serve about 150 families right now,
wow.
Over 300 children. And then we are serving and training and mentoring over 300 high school and youth volunteers.
Wow, that's fantastic. So do you have a kind of a partnership with the school district? Have you reached out?
The fall, we go out and we recruit our high school students, and then also word of mouth. So volunteers that have been with us that like what they're doing, they tell their friends and tell their teachers. And so we're able to get into their classrooms, do those the recruitment presentations. And then throughout the year, if kids come to us and say, hey, I need some volunteer opportunities, some hours for a class or something specific, then we're able to bring them in and give them some training. It's all hands-on. So
yeah.
The best part of our training is the fact that they come and get to work directly with the kids.
That's fantastic. And I imagine at least a number of high school students probably think, oh, this could be something I can do for a living.
Absolutely.
Right.
We have a lot of students that might not know what they want to do, but like children and like working with children. And then they go on to see what works best for them. So we have teachers that were volunteers for us. We have nurses, developmental specialists, speech pathologists,
wow.
You know, some really great youth that are doing great things in our community today.
That's really beautiful. So the respite side of things, you're working with these kids so the parents can kind of have a little breathing room?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the fun part for us is Rave is a place of play.
Yeah.
It's social interaction. It's a happy place to be. So kids love to come because they get to play. It's set up like a preschool. Our Rave Family Center is for children 3 months through 6 years of age. And so it's just set up with developmentally appropriate toys and activities that would engage children in that age range. And they play together. Their siblings get to come. So if their siblings are in that same age range, they all come to Rave.
Oh, beautiful.
And so Rave is a fun place for the whole family. Then mom and dad get to go and take a break, recharge their batteries. You know, maybe they go out to dinner or to a movie. Maybe they go grocery shopping in peace. some of our families go home and watch shows that they don't get to watch because their kids are, you know, needing their time. They might clean the house or read a book, take a nap, jump in the shower, you know, whatever it is that allows them to just basically breathe and recharge.
Oh, very cool.
Then when they come back and they pick up their kids and their kids have had a great time, you know, the whole family is kind of recharged and ready for that next day and what might come.
That's fantastic. So how can people kind of reach out to you?
Yeah, we have a website. It's a little hard to say on the radio station because it's all letters, but it's NNRFF. .org. Okay. So for the Northern Nevada Ray Family Foundation. We also, you can email us at ravefamilies@att.net, or you can call us 775-787-3520. Whether you have a child with a disability, you have a volunteer looking for volunteer hours, a high school student that wants to give back, we do not have a wait list for either of those areas. And we do serve children from 3 months through 22 years of age. So wow. We have a junior rave program for children that are 7 to 12 and a teen rave program that are for children 13 to 22.
Okay. That's a wide swath you guys are covering.
Yeah.
So how about resources wise? Like financially, how are you...
So
funded.
Another cool part of our program is that we don't have to charge our families for our services. So it's another way for us to help reduce that stress. So caring for a child with a disability causes financial burdens. It causes emotional stress and strain on the caregivers. Mm-hmm. And so us not having to charge for the care that our that their children receive is also helpful. And so we write grants and we fundraise. And then we're a 501c3, so we are able to receive donations that are a tax deduction for those who are able to give. We do have an event coming up in April. It's our 13th annual An Evening to Rave About, and it will be on Saturday, April 27th at the Edge Nightclub in the Peppermill.
Okay, cool. So is that your big fundraiser for like the year?
Yeah, that's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And then we also will have a golf tournament in May, actually. So,
okay.
Yeah. So,
cool. Golf tournaments are the way to go, it feels like. A lot of people do those.
You know, who doesn't love to, you know, go out, play golf, have a drink, you know, spend time with your buddies, and give back to a worthy cause?
Cool.
So, it's a win-win.
So, are there any other resources you guys possibly would need other than, I guess, financially? Can people donate things to you?
Yeah.
Or is it mostly just kind of money is the easiest thing?
Sure. I mean, you know, money is always something that nonprofits are looking for, but we don't say no to any kind of donation. So we do feed our volunteers. So we take, snacks, non-perishable snacks that we can pass out to our volunteers. We are always in need of paper towels. We use a lot of paper towels, hand soap, toilet paper, you know, those kinds of things that are going through on a regular basis. And then a lot of families call us up and say, hey, do you need toys or clothes or this or that? And again, we don't say no. And so if someone wants to give us a donation and we can't use it right there at the center, we're able to pass that on to our families that can.
Oh, that's
beautiful. So we're kind of that middleman in that sense as well. So we will accept donations of any kind, and we appreciate all the support from our community.
That's awesome. And where are you actually located physically?
Yeah, we have a physical location off of South McCarran and Kitski.
Okay.
Right behind the Lowe's and Red Lobster in the Ribeiro properties right there.
Okay.
We're Unit 34, but we also are operating some satellite sites. So we share a space and are able to use the Rock Church on Tuesday nights. We give a session there in Sparks. And then we also provide two sessions on Mondays and Thursdays over at Nevada Early Intervention Services. And then a couple times a month, we're able to use the Boys and Girls Club off Foster Drive for our older kids. So that allows for a space for our juniors and teens to, again, just come and hang out and do have that social interaction in an environment that's set up for them.
All right.
And so something I didn't share with our juniors and teen program is we go out in the community and we provide that same break to our families for those age groups, but we get to do fun community activities. So if you see us out and about rock climbing or bowling, going to the movies, we're a big group of fun kids just out having a great time.
All right. Fantastic. Well, remind us again what the website is so people can reach out to you if they need to.
Yeah. NNRFF.org. So
right.
The first letter of our full name, the Northern Nevada Rave Family Foundation.
All right. Corrine, thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thank you.